Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz blow out the Minnesota Timberwolves for a 20-point win, 120-100 tonight. They do it with a combined effort of a lot of different things, but primarily really good offense. We'll talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you in part by the store at 1600 South 20th East. I got an email from a guy today. Says, I have no social networking, but I have to let you know, I had a mudslide cookie, and it's better than I could have ever imagined. Another convert to the store's great mudslide cookies. Do you know what a scary thing is? The store's opening a new store over here, like right over here, the gateway.
Okay.
So, like, on my drive in, like, every day, I cannot do it for every... That's only 41 if I had one for every game.
I don't see anything wrong with that, you know?
No.
Why not have one every day?
Right.
I thought you said there was a mudslide ice cream.
Yeah, locked on mudslide.
Yeah, okay.
Would you like me to bring that to you?
No, I'll go get it myself, as a matter of fact. You know?
Okay. All right. What impressed you the most about a 20-point blowout of the Minnesota Jazz?
Well, we were wondering, you know, what team was going to show fatigue, you know, back-to-back for the Jazz.
What do we call it? A travel-to-back?
Yeah, a travel-to-back.
Travel-to-back for the Timberwolves.
Good. But what a – that had to be one devastating day, you know, for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, can you imagine – taking an international flight and you're on the plane for 12 hours, you know, you're figuring out things, something to do, you're taking a nap, you're watching a movie, and, you know, but just to sit around in an airport knowing that you can't get around and
the Domino's pizza won't deliver.
Yeah. You know, what do you
Little
do?
Caesars, I'm sure, would have if they had it, yeah. By the way. And if they do it tomorrow, they can get a free Little Caesars pizza because they lost to the Jazz.
Yeah. But, you know, aside from that, you know, you expected the Jazz to win. And I know we didn't cover this, and we probably should start talking about it a little bit more. And I know you have been covering this about, you know, and I was looking at it today, is that the Jazz should be favored in the next, 13 of the next 15 games.
I would say in every game the rest of the way except for maybe the final game against the Clippers.
Against the Clippers. What about Denver? You think Denver at home, they would be
favored? Yeah, I think we'll probably be favored for that one.
Yeah, so they should be favored. And so if you look at that, you know, right now the Jazz sitting on, 39 wins?
Well, it says right here on the top here. We're 39 and 29. We're 10 games over 500.
So even if they win 10 of those, they get the 49. You know.
I thought Quinn made an interesting point today in the coaches show that last year at this time, we're still grinding for the fear of not making the playoffs with feeling of no margin for error, that this is actually a very different experience for this Jazz team than what they experienced last year because they're in the playoffs right now. I mean, they're going to make it. Sacramento lost again tonight. But the feel, you know, last year at this time, we're checking and doing math every night after every game, wondering if we're going to make the playoffs.
The Jazz at this time last year, before the ball game started, was at 37. They were one game ahead of last year's pace. And that's because we had lost two in a row before we got to the Phoenix Sun. So you're absolutely right about grinding trying to get there. Now they have the luxury, I won't say luxury, but they're in position to make the playoffs. And so you start looking at where are we going to finish. You know, right now we're six. We moved to six because we're tied with San Antonio. But we've had – have we beaten San Antonio twice?
Well, I don't know about the tiebreakers. You're going to get me on those. I don't think we have to worry about the tiebreakers. I think we'll finish ahead of San Antonio, though they're playing well, and I think we'll finish ahead of the Clippers.
So
I mean, I think we're going to be six.
The bottom line, David, is if will we end up sixth or fifth? Fifth or sixth? I mean,
I don't know
if we can get to fourth.
I don't know if we can get to fifth because fifth is Oklahoma City.
No,
Portland,
fourth.
Portland and Houston are going to get Oklahoma City.
David, if we're favored in every ball game from this point on, according to you, we'll finish over 50 ball games, 50 wins.
Now, we're not going to win every game you're favored.
Yeah, but that's true. And that's the reason I say, like, we win the next 10 out of the next 14
games. Well,
that's
possible.
Then we get to 49 or 50 wins.
Okay, we're going to have to get to 52 or 53 to get home court advantage.
Yeah, and is that possible?
No.
You're saying no.
I think that's unlikely.
Possible? I like our chances. I thought at the beginning of the year, especially when we had some of our talk show experts, you know, on the Zone, all these guys talking about 53 wins, and I just flat out thought they were flat out crazy, you know, because I thought the Lakers were going to be better than what they're showing right now, and that's going to take away some of those wins that, you know, we were talking about getting, and there were going to be teams fighting. More teams, I think, fighting for playoff spot. So I was thinking somewhere around 47, 48, exactly where the Jazz
You know
were
who
last
else thought
year.
That? Vegas.
Huh. I should have been down there with them.
No, you should. You wouldn't have known what to do.
Yeah.
Because Vegas had the line at 48.
Huh.
I had it at 51.
Okay.
What do I have to do to get to 51?
You have to win.
We have to go. We have to go 11-2 the rest of the way.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to go 12-2 in order to get. We're sitting on 50.
Oh, yeah, 12-2. We got 14 games left. Yeah. Be tough. Any Derek Favors kind of took over the game for a period of 4 or 5 minutes. This was really just a professional win tonight in the sense that so the Jazz led by 9 at the end of 1. They led by 9 at the half. They led by 10 at the end of 3. And then they blew it out in the 4th because Minnesota finally wilted. It got to 2 for a brief moment, and the Jazz came back out, defended, didn't let Minnesota score a field goal for about 5 minutes, took it back out to 9, and it was never in doubt. Like, this was just a methodical back-to-back home game win where the other guys had a back travel to back, and they got it done. And Karl Anthony Towns got frustrated at the end and kind of checked out of this one after putting up his numbers. Favors, though, I thought maybe set the tone with that 2 or 3-play sequence on the offensive glass.
Yeah, five offensive rebounds. So five of his 11 rebounds came on the offensive glass. Then you throw Rudy in there. 5 of his 13 came on the offensive glass. 13 offensive rebounds for the Jazz. And, you know, this kept things alive. You knew the Jazz. You just never felt the Jazz were going to lose this basketball game. It was just a matter of how much, what team was going to show fatigue or – like the Phoenix Suns last night, the Jazz just took it over in the fourth quarter, ended up winning the basketball game. The Jazz tonight, 29-19 over the Timberwolves in the fourth quarter in the ball game.
Andrew Wiggins goes 6 of 17 tonight. Mm-hmm. Brandon Whiteside, though, guy who keeps telling me we don't take enough mid-range shots, took 84% of our shots as threes or twos today. You can have Andrew Wiggins taking mid-range shots. I'll take this. Have a good one. See you. Bye.